But first, it should be that every senior citizen in Michigan is safe and secure with no threat of abuse. But that is not the case. Elder abuse is real, whether that abuse is physical, emotional, even financial. And it's one of the most underreported crimes in our state and across the country. One guess is that 100,000 seniors in Michigan will be victimized by someone looking to take advantage of them. This morning, it was my privilege to MC the unveiling of a new campaign in Michigan called No Excuse for Elder Abuse. I was able to introduce a panel of high-ranking judges and prosecutors representing 7 counties in Southeast Michigan, and that includes my next guest, Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith. Welcome to Stateside.
Oh, great. Thank you for having me.
So when we use that term elder abuse, specifically what are we talking about?
Well, there's so many different forms of it, and we're talking about physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional, psychological abuse, neglect, abandonment, and something that we see growing exponentially is financial exploitation. In your intro, I heard you talking about stats and numbers. The National Center on Elder Abuse estimates that between 1 and 2 million elderly adults have suffered from some form of elder abuse. So this is a problem that's very severe and is growing by the day.
And it's underreported, isn't it? And why is that? Is it because the seniors are afraid or they don't know where to go or what to do?
Well, it's underreported for a lot of reasons. That's certainly part of it, that they're afraid to talk about it, not exactly sure where to talk about it. But in a lot of the cases involving physical abuse, neglect, financial exploitation, the people that we're talking about committing these crimes are people who we entrust to take care of our elders or the seniors. You know, we're talking about family members, home care workers, children. So the people that would be reporting these crimes and in the other situation are oftentimes, you know, the subjects of our inquiries. And even more so, seniors themselves are always worried about having their liberties restricted or taken away.
Hmm.
And if a senior gets scammed on the phone by some scam artist and loses thousands of dollars, oftentimes they're afraid to tell anyone about that because they're afraid they're going to lose their ability to live on their own and lose all kinds of other liberties because they're suddenly vulnerable and other people will see them that way. So they're afraid to tell anyone. So that makes them even more targeted by other people.
I'm talking with Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith about the just-unveiled campaign No Excuse for Elder Abuse. I'm curious, can you give us, Eric, details of, let's say, a case of elder abuse that really sticks in your mind to give us a sense of what elder abuse really looks and feels like?
Well, gosh, we've had so many of them. But we recently had a Ponzi scam here that took millions of dollars from a victim in his 90s and his sister, who was in her late 80s. And it was by a family member, or it was by someone that they had known for many years, a younger guy who had been, it was so bad that he was taking their money and supposedly investing it in stocks. And he was printing his own stocks and sending it to them as though he was buying these things. And what he was doing was he was taking so much money that he was giving them back dividends that were, if it was real dividends, they were making great money. But the problem was he was taking hundreds of thousands of dollars and giving them back thousands. But the net result is they were losing millions of dollars. And at the end of the day, that money was long gone.
Cleaned out.
So, yeah, more than $1 million in this case.
And as you say, it's people that tend to be within their circle. So when it's reported, or like, who's blowing the whistle then? If it's children or caregivers or maybe family friends who are preying on the elderly, who's blowing the whistle?
Well, in that specific case, they went to an elder law attorney to talk about finances and to talk about trusts, and they started looking into this. A well-known attorney here in Mount Clemens, Pat Samasco, they started looking into this and thought, something's wrong with this, and instantly contacted our senior hotline or our senior fraud prosecutor, Suzanne Fonts. And as soon as they looked into it, they saw very quickly that there was a crime going on. So I guess the way to get around this is when you feel like you're being scammed, the police are always an excellent asset. There's always lawyers out there. There's the senior fraud hotline that we have in our county, and then there's the you know, the number for the state fraud hotline that we're going to give out in a few minutes
as
well.
Yes.
So there's many ways to get about it, but the last thing in the world you want to do is keep it to yourself, because once you keep it to yourself, these people get emboldened. So if they're scamming you through the phone or through emails, if they've gotten a few $100 from you, then a few $1,000 from you, then a few tens of thousands of dollars, they know they can keep coming back because they know they have the senior on the hook.
And that's the financial side. And it just, as you were earlier, Eric Smith, talking about the physical or the sexual abuse, you just shudder. And I can only imagine if you have a frail senior citizen who is mainly homebound, who's going to really see that and who's going to be aware of that? What can the public do to be more aware?
You know, we see this oftentimes that people are afraid to get involved in other people's lives. And I understand that completely, and we've been down this road with child abuse. So through our child abuse unit, we put out the anonymous 1-800 number. Well, the state also has an elder abuse anonymous number. So if you feel like a neighbor, a friend, or someone that you're just an acquaintance with, if you have a hinky feeling or a bad feeling that something bad may be going on with them, you can call this number and you are 100% anonymous. We don't even find out who made that call.
Mm.
So then the state starts doing an investigation. It's through the Department of Human Services.
And as a prosecutor, can I ask you, do you feel that that investigation is fast and proactive? Do you know what I'm saying? Because there's times when things seem to slip through the cracks.
Sure.
Can the public feel confident that that call will be investigated?
Absolutely. Every one of them is looked into. Everyone, now depending on the severity of the allegations in it, you know, if you call up and say my neighbor is, you know, is bleeding every day, mm-hmm. you know, that may get a quicker response than,
sure.
you know, she doesn't look good. But every one of them is looked into. So, you know, we've gotten quite a few cases through this to our office, through the police department and to our office through this statewide number. So it works out very well. So then people don't have to worry about being involved, because, you know, if you're a neighbor, mm-hmm. you know the senior citizen next door, you may know their kids. You don't want them to think that you're making a call to look into their lives. Well, if the Department of Human Services just shows up, they have no idea who made this call. So you're not being implicated in anything, and you have no other responsibility other than making that initial report.
And I'm going to stop and give that confidential hotline for reporting abuse. That number is 855-444-3911. And we'll give it again before we finish. Now, I'm curious, Eric, as the prosecutor from Macomb County and your other prosecutors around Michigan, do you have the tools once you get a case? Has Michigan law given you the tools you need?
You know, there's been a trend in recent years towards strengthening guidelines and sentences towards elder abuse. For an awful long time, you would see a bad guy go into a 7-Eleven and steal $20 and go to prison for 15 years, but he would scam a senior citizen out of $100,000 and get probation. So we've been able to work with our state legislators overall. And on that, as a matter of fact, on the case we were talking about, the Ponzi scheme, you know, he can be in prison up to 15 years. He's in prison right now, and he may be serving as many as 15 years, depending on parole and things like that. But he actually went to prison, which is a big step in prosecuting elder abuse cases.
And I guess the whole idea of the no excuse for elder abuse is number one, let citizens know there's a place to go to report suspected abuse. But number two, put the bad folks on notice that this is out there.
I agree 100%. Too often they've had a sort of an easy run of this, and there's so many scams out there, and there's so many that, you know, shoot, I get them on my government email about, you know, the wealthy prince in somewhere in Africa, and I get them myself, so
yeah.
I can only imagine what my mom and my grandma are getting at home as well, and I've certainly had this conversation with them, as we've had this conversation with so many elder groups out there. The nice thing is, with things like that we did today, it's getting an awful lot of publicity now. You know, that case that I spoke about earlier, the $1.5 million, that got a lot of publicity.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg. For that one case, we've had hundreds of cases where senior citizens are, you know, violated in so many different ways that don't make the press because it's not $1 million or someone wasn't murdered. So this is an ongoing problem that's really growing, but it doesn't necessarily make the papers all the time.
Well, Prosecutor Eric Smith, what are your hopes for the No Excuse for Elder Abuse campaign in Macomb County and really throughout Michigan?
You know, we like to say we're tough on crime and tough on the causes of crime around here. You know, once a crime is committed, you're never going to find anyone tougher on that defendant than us. But if we can get in front of some of these crimes, stop them before they happen, then we can sort of, you know, we can put our resources towards other things, and that's what we'd like to do overall. But if we can get into seniors, you know, get into their mindset that, you know, being trusting to people on the phone or being trusting on emails or, you know, trusting to home care workers, if we can stop a lot of this behavior before crimes ever start, then we're, you know, then no senior citizen is losing all their money or losing their trust or losing, you know, their liberties by being subject to these things. So our goal here is to get in front of the crime and stop it before it happens.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith on the No Excuse for Elder Abuse campaign. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And there will be public service announcements hitting the airwaves promoting the confidential hotline for reporting abuse. The number again, 855-444-3911. And we will have that hotline number posted on the stateside page at michiganradio.org.